Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 15, verses 40 and 41. The women folk. The women. Let me read the verse to you, or the verses. Some women were watching from a distance, watching Christ die. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the younger and of Joseph, and Salome. In Galilee, these women had followed him and cared for his needs. Many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem were also there. Mark chapter 15, verses 40 to 41. How important is this? How often the womenfolk, believing womenfolk, are forgotten, played down, diminished, kept in the background. Oh, they're not the great preachers we read of in the Acts, I know. But they have stickability, don't they? Where are the men now? Where's Peter now? Where are these people? John was there, of course. But where are the disciples now? But the women are there. They came. They stayed. They stuck there. They watched, they observed, and their testimony counted. God honored them in the resurrection. They had more courage, more compassion toward Christ than any of the male disciples, it seems, or at least most of them. They were with Christ in his darkest hour. And they are a challenge to us. They're a witness to us of how they saw Christ through right to the very end, watching. They had compassion, courage, strength. And what a consolation they must have been to Christ. Of course, they couldn't help in his pain. They weren't on the cross, but they were there. And you can imagine the sympathy in their eyes, in their faces, in their visages. Of course, today, we know that in many cases, women are just dismissed in the church. They're weak and non-important and so on. But they are really outstanding. Read the last chapter of Romans. Paul pays regard and respect and honor to these godly women who were there. And it's the godly women who were here. Jesus said to his disciples, his male disciples, could you not watch with me? Could you not stand with me for a little while? Could you not watch up with me? No, they couldn't. They fell asleep. But these women, they stuck it through right to the end. And they weren't Johnny's or Jill come lately, were they? They weren't just recently trumped up. Oh, no. Look at it, what it says. They had been with him in the past. In Galilee, these women had followed him. And they cared for his knees. I think Salome was the mother Zebedee's children. These people played a big, influential part in the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. Unsung, but they're there. The Marys and the Marthas are there too. These people are there. The spikenard, the valuable perfume and all the rest of it. They ministered to Christ, these women. Let us honor the women today who are faithful to Christ. Think of those who've gone spreading the gospel. We know the great ones, but we don't know the lesser names. But they're all there known to God. And even in the churches. How many men have to bless God for their mothers? How many men have to bless God for their wives? How they have supported them and challenged them and undergirded their ministry and been a support in the background. Some women were watching. Other women were there. They had cared for his needs. Many women were there. Blessed be God that Christ was surrounded with such. May we honor those that should be honored. And may God give us grace to make better use, spiritual use, of the godly women among us. And may Christ bless us all together in this.